As media attention is focused on cave rescue efforts in Thailand, heavy rains have also caused massive flooding and landslides across southwest Japan. At least 100 people have died, and 2 million people have been ordered to evacuate the area. William Mallard is Japan bureau chief for Reuters, and he joins me now from Tokyo. Billy, thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Tanzina. It's a pleasure to be with you.
So on the scale of what has happened in Japan historically, where does this type of rainfall fall? I mean, is this one of the worst that we've seen?
It's a bad one, but that said, we seem to be having worst in a century, worst in a half century rainfalls kind of every year. Right now, in terms of the death toll, we're sort of on a worst in 35 years.
And so were these storms expected? Was this just a question of not having the proper protocols in place, or was this something that the locals and the local government were prepared for?
In one sense, they were prepared, and in one sense, you can never be prepared in Japan. You know, Japan gets inundated around this time of year every year, and certainly in the last few years, and maybe because of climate change, we've had extreme weather conditions every year. But at the same time, there's just the immutable fact that you've got half the population of the United States squeezed into a landmass the size of California with actually the arable land of South Carolina. So people are really squeezed in tight. And that means that whenever there are floods, there are going to be people and buildings and companies in floodplains and squeezed up against hills and mountains where you're going to have floods and landslides. So it's almost inevitable that when these rains come through, you're going to have a whole lot of damage.
Can you give us a sense of what the damage looks like right now? We're seeing lots of aerial footage and aerial photos, presumably from drones and other types of equipment. What are you seeing on the ground?
Actually, now the floodwaters have receded a lot after the main rains have passed. It's been extremely hot. It's, close to 90 degrees Fahrenheit, and a lot of this water has receded really fast. But for a while there, we had people who were really stranded. We had lots of flooding that was up to sort of second floors. There was a very, heart-rending scene at a hospital in the Mabi district of Kurashiki City, which is a beautiful tourist city in western Japan that's built on canals. And the patients were all stranded. They were moved up to second and third floors, and a lot of them were helicoptered out early on. But then the waters receded, and they were taken away. So now we're in the stage where mud is turning to dust, and we're just seeing very different from the jubilant scenes in Thailand of the soccer kids getting pulled out of the caves. Mostly now what we're seeing is, I'm afraid, old people being found stuck in mud in their homes. And, that's where the sort of casualty figures are coming from.
William Mallard is Japan bureau chief for Reuters. Bill, thanks so much for joining us.
You bet. Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing.
Or politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.